My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling, and relieved star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical, Satyrus. Elena, it's exactly the same as 12 years ago in Florida. We still don't know who won, but this time it mercifully doesn't matter.
Yeah, fortunately we could ignore them this time. I mean, my life was horrible that year. We had to write songs about hanging chads and butterfly ballots, and oh my goodness, it was not, we didn't know for weeks, right?
Yeah, 36 days, I think, before the Supreme Court finally gave the ruling, and while I know it was horrible on everyone, we did get the song from the Capitol Steps, There's a Hole in the Center of the Ballot, which is one of my all-time favorites, and so if there's any silver lining to come out of the whole recount drama, that was certainly one of them.
Well, and I actually got to play a chad. I put my head through a large piece of poster board, went out on the stage and sang You Keep Me Hanging On.
I bet you put that right at the top of the resume, right?
Well, you know, the life in the Capitol Steps is very glamorous. I've gotten to play I'm Cal during Mad Cow disease.
Right.
I've gotten to play a mosquito during West Nile. And when the Gulf oil spill occurred, I played a shrimp.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You got the whole ecosystem covered pretty much.
Yes. It's the glamorous showbiz.
Absolutely right. And so, in the end, it looks like the president will probably win Florida. The Romney campaign has basically conceded it, although obviously they're still going to eventually count all the votes down there. So in the end, it looks like the only things that really changed were Indiana and North Carolina on the map. But that wasn't for a lack of trying, either by the Republicans or by the new super PACs, which are legal now as a result of the recent Citizens United Supreme Court decision. So our local television affiliates were flush with cash because they got their ad schedules completely filled up by everyone from the actual campaigns to Friends United to, you know, make sure that Barack Obama loses or something, whatever you call the thing. But billions, I think $3 billion all told spent on the election, and ultimately fewer people voted than did 4 years ago.
Well, maybe we're going to get out of the recession by spending on campaign ads. I have no idea. That might be the plan.
Well, it could be. The Capitol Steps, though, have looked into all the special interest money, and here's their ode to the super PACs even before we knew the results on Tuesday.
The 2012 campaign is here, and boy, has it been fun. We are looking at the candidates and where they get their money.
The dough is overflowing, so when all is said and done, we suspect they will have spent enough to buy a third world country.
The super PACs are out of whack, excessive and atrocious.
Supported by the billionaires whose checkbooks are precocious.
The TV spots are piping hot, they're nasty and ferocious.
This kind of toxic politics is reaching a new low. Just
this whole fundraising mess began with Citizens United.
The rule came from our highest court, though many tried to fight it.
The pundits are complaining that the process has been blighted.
Cause that hand feeds the Congress too, and they don't want to bite it.
Incumbents' lips are smacking cause the money is humongous.
Let's send them super packing when we end this little song, yes?
No chance at all they'll change the law, so let's all take a long breath.
Remember the word progress is the opposite of Congress.
Oh, Elena, very, very nice. And, you know, some people would say, well, that came from Mary Poppins. Why would you take a political song on Mary Poppins? Mary Poppins is an overtly political movie. The suffragette movement is throughout that movie.
Wow, good point.
Yeah,
good
so point. Anyone ever gives you any grief about that, just point out that there's political overtones throughout. It's not just flying umbrellas and dancing into chalkboard on the painter.
You're right. I remember being a little kid going to see that. I had no idea what a suffragette was.
There was a show a couple of years ago who did a skit out just to see if people knew what the word suffrage meant. And so they started a petition to end women's suffrage, and all these women were signing up for it because they thought it meant, you know, suffering of some kind. So
that's a great, that would have been a great, like, maybe Joe Biden statement or something. Maybe we'll do that at some point. That's pretty good.
Oh, so, you know, as we saw on Tuesday, even though the Electoral College wasn't all that close, if you look at the popular vote, it's still a pretty evenly divided country, Elena, until you got to Wednesday and the first stories popped up about the field for 2016. And that's when America united and said, go away.
I actually heard that Marco Rubio is going to Des Moines this week.
Yes.
I was just like, don't know. Please, please make it stop.
So now, as the Capitol steps, of course, we in Washington, for sure, we pretty much got the status quo. Democrats picked up a couple House seats, a couple Senate seats, but Republicans still control the House. Harry Reid still and the Democrats still control the Senate. The president gets reelected. As the Capitol steps, do you like that because you already know all your characters and you can just keep going? Or did you want some new folks in there for fresh material?
Well, Mitt Romney seemed a little funnier, but we would have hated to lose Joe Biden. So I guess we're, you know, we'll be okay. And there will be members of Congress tweeting underwear and all sorts of things. You can always count on it.
Yes. Some people everywhere after every election will slap their foreheads and say, why did I vote for that person? It happens every time. Elena, we survived. We survived.
Yes, congratulations to us. Yay.
Yes, absolutely. And have a great show this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.